Missy is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and today is the last time I will serve as host of Issues of the Environment. This is a conversation series I launched 31 years ago, and after 3 decades, I'm sure you understand just how important and close to my heart this is. That's why it was so vitally important to me we find someone who is well-versed in environmental issues. It was also important to me the next host be familiar with WEMU and, most importantly, familiar with you, someone who understands and is engaged in our diverse community. I have to say, I think we've outdone ourselves, and today I want to spend a little time talking with your next host of Issues of the Environment. Rebecca Warren is a name most of you are already familiar with. She was selected out of Ann Arbor repeatedly and served a total of 14 years in the state legislature. After term limits ended her time in Lansing, Rebecca founded and serves as president and CEO of Adaptive Strategics, which includes work on environmental issues. Now she's going to steward the conversations about our environment right here in Washtenaw County, and I, for one, couldn't be happier about it. Thanks for being here today, and thanks for deciding to step in and take over this important community conversation series.
Well, thank you, David. It is a tremendous honor to be here. And let me just say, you have created something very rare here. For more than 30 years, you have built a trusted space where local listeners could engage with environmental issues thoroughly and without a lot of noise or sensationalism. And I know that that is harder than it sounds. And trust is earned over time, and this program has earned the trust of the community. So it means a lot to me that you and the WEMU team have entrusted me with carrying this program forward.
I am looking forward to what lay ahead. You know, you and I have had so many conversations over the years. I've always appreciated your accessibility, your knowledge and understanding of the issues at hand, and the effective manner in which you communicate. Are you looking forward, though, to being on the other side of the interview microphone and asking questions instead of answering them?
Well, absolutely, David. And one of the things that I have learned from being on this program and listening to this program is I admire your curiosity. I think it's a trait that we share in common. I have appreciated your approach to treating these interviews as not as debates to be won, but as information gathering operations and opportunities to learn. And as a legislator, you know, I found that some of the most important things I learned came from asking questions rather than giving answers.
Makes perfect sense.
So I think that's a lesson that translates directly to this role. And the best conversations happen when you're genuinely interested in understanding an issue and helping others understand an issue alongside you.
Well, because of your background, you bring new perspective and understanding of legislative process to this conversation series. Is it a shift, though, to move from a position of issue advocacy to objective issue exploration?
I think they go hand in hand. One of the things that I've learned is that environmental issues are rarely just environmental issues. But they're also public health issues, they're economic issues, community issues, quality of life issues. And I think my experience in the state legislature and on environmental boards and commissions and in nonprofit leadership has given me the chance to see how these decisions get made and how those decisions affect us right here in our communities. So whether we're talking about protecting the Great Lakes or cleaning up contaminated sites, renewable energy, recycling, land use policy, clean air, clean water, the challenge was always for me helping people understand how decisions made in one place affect our lives someplace else. In many ways, I truly believe good environmental journalism does that too.
Well, we were putting together a list of folks we thought might be able to fill in this as host of Issues of the Environment after my departure, and you were right at the top from the beginning, and we were exploring, well, what are the qualifications for such a position? So we started looking into your background, and here's what we found. It's quite impressive. As a member of the State House of Representatives, you were chair of the Great Lakes and Environment Committee and ranking member and vice chair of the Ways and Means Committee. You were instrumental in creating the bipartisanship necessary to get the vitally important Great Lakes Compact passed, and that, of course, bans the diversion of Great Lakes water from outside the basin. As a member of the Michigan Senate, you were ranking member and vice chair of the Natural Resources, Environment, and Great Lakes Committee, a member of the Great Lakes Commission, the Council on Future Mobility, the National Conference of Environmental Legislators, National Conference of State Legislatures Agricultural and Energy Committee, and co-chair of the Michigan Legislative Recycling Caucus. That's an environmental background, isn't it?
I like to think so. It's, you know, 30 years of my work.
And I want to point out that you were honored and awarded many times for your service in these arenas. This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, hosting Issues of the Environment a final time today, joined by the person taking my place, and that is Rebecca Warren. She is president and CEO of Adaptive Strategics and served 14 years in the state legislature. Rebecca is going to serve not only as host of Issues of the Environment, but as co-host of WEMU's First Friday Focus on the Environment with Lisa Wozniak. Have you put some thought into some of the environmental issues pertinent to Washtenaw County that in the coming weeks and months you might like to explore on Issues of the Environment?
Oh, absolutely. I've been very excited about the idea of digging into not only the most pertinent issues to us locally, but how to bring them to the listeners and to make this transition from policymaker to journalist. And where I think there's this strong connection is the best policymaking requires listening, asking questions, weighing evidence, and understanding different perspectives before coming to conclusions. I think that the best public radio journalism operates from those exact same values. So what I hope to bring is an ability to help connect the dots with what's happening right here in our community and the larger environmental systems and decisions shaping our future. And I hope you'll see that in the coming weeks and months ahead.
What we're talking about is community, not only conversation, but engagement. And I think we are headed in most certainly the right direction. Rebecca, as I mentioned, is also going to join President and CEO of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters, Lisa Wozniak, as co-hosts of WEMU's First Friday Focus on the Environment. I personally think this makes for a spectacular partnership. What are you looking forward to in working with Lisa?
Well, I've known Lisa for a number of years now, about 25, I think, years, and we have worked together on a lot of diverse, important environmental and natural resource protection policies. But this would be the very first time that she and I have had a chance to work one-on-one on a project. So I'm looking forward to that ability to really dig in with her directly on some of the most pertinent issues to our environment and our community.
And I'm still on the inside, so I know you two have been having conversations about what is coming up for the first show and beyond.
You should definitely look forward to it. And as I said, one of the hallmarks of my policy making was get to know an issue deeply and ask a lot of questions and weigh evidence before coming to any conclusion. So I've had a lot of conversations with a lot of folks, and my contacts list is
Vast.
It is vast.
I am looking forward to that.
Vast. And as I've started to let some of my colleagues and friends and advocates in the environmental community know that I was taking on this new mantle, it's been amazing to see how many of them have said, I'm ready. And of course, some of our local voices that we trust and love are going to be back as well.
What are you hoping to take away from the experience personally and professionally?
You know, I put a lot of thought into this, David, and kind of for myself, like what is the ethos that I want of this show under my leadership? And I really think I've come up with three things that feel vitally important. I hope that in every episode, I'm able to bring something that we didn't know before this episode, some new fact, some new dimension.
New way to think about things.
New way to think about things. And second, I really want to take the local focus of this show and retain that important foundation, but also to connect the micro to the macro, to make sure that we're connecting the dots about how a local issue connects to a larger story, to our larger environment. And third, I really want to highlight either a practical action that we all can take as a result of our new knowledge or a resource that we can explore if we want to learn more following up on a new topic or a new perspective on a topic that we know well. Because understanding an issue is important, but understanding what we can do about it in my mind is equally important. And to me, Environmental stewardship isn't something that happens just in government offices or research labs. It's something that communities and individuals can and do participate in every day. And I'd like to be part of helping folks find that actionable way to be involved.
Well, all of this perspective and all of that passion comes your way beginning next week. Rebecca, I can't wait to hear your first in all of your conversations on WEMU. And thank you so much for being my final guest on Issues of the Environment. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much, David.
That is Rebecca Warren, President and CEO of Adaptive Strategics, a 14-year veteran of the state legislature as a representative and senator from Ann Arbor, and now your host of WEMU's Issues of the Environment and co-host of First Friday Focus on the Environment. She's the right choice, and as I've said, the best choice and my choice. With that said, I want to take a moment to thank all of you for more than 30 years of support for these environmental conversations. It's been an honor, and it's been a privilege. I'll be listening next Wednesday for Rebecca's first Issues of the Environment segment and on Friday, July 3rd for First Friday Focus on the Environment. I'm excited, and I hope you are too. New voices, new perspectives, deeper understandings, and new connections when it comes to our environment. Don't miss it. For a final time, and with eternal gratitude, this is Issues of the Environment on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU Ypsilanti, and I'm David Fair.